Next person is a gentleman by the name of William Woods. William Woods, born 5/16/67. Today's 3/4/24. Mr. Woods is a 62-year-old gentleman with history of gouty arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CHF, coronary artery disease, chronic renal failure, asthma, low back pain. Patient is looking forward to having back surgery next week. He's meeting with a surgeon tomorrow, as a matter of fact, period. New paragraph, he's 62 years old. He's single, but he has 6 children. Allergy, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Patient doesn't drive. Used to be a truck driver years ago, but uses a metro lift to get around. Patient's medication includes allopurinol, 100 milligram once a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Zinnia, 10 milligram a day, Lasix, 20 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram TID, Isradiol, 20 milligram BID, Jardiance, 25 milligram a day, Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol, 100 milligram a day, Olmesartan, Olmesartan, 20 milligram a day, potassium, 10 milligram equivalent a day, Crestor, 10 milligram a day, and let's see, it's Rybelsus, 14 milligram daily. COVID immunization is up to date. Review the records indicates that he's very alert, he's very awake, he's able to keep up with his blood sugar, he has a controlled glucose monitor on his left arm, his hemoglobin A1C is 6. His back surgeries include shoulder surgery, back surgery, hand surgery, and neck surgery. Family history, mom and dad died of myocardial infarction and natural causes. By the way, patient does have sleep apnea and uses a CPAP. At this time, he lives in a group home. He's single. An exam, his primary care physician is Dr. J-J-A-E Graham, G-R-A-M. Blood pressure is 140 over 60, pulse is 86, respiration is 18, O2 sat 98%. Heart pulse is 1 pulse of rest 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft but obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Here we have a 62-year-old, very large man with history of sleep apnea, hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes, with excellent blood sugar control, the hemoglobin A1C of 6, blood pressure is controlled. Patient's biggest issue at this time is pain. He's scheduled to have back surgery done with his neurosurgeon. He's scheduled for pre-op evaluation next week. Next number is diabetes, next number is controlled, next number is diabetic neuropathy, next number is coronary artery disease, next number is stable angina, next number is volume overload stable, next number is hyperlipidemia, next number is gouty arthritis, next number, patient is quite versed in his medication, he's able to use his continuous glucose monitoring without any problems and has done great keeping his hemoglobin A1C around 6. Thank you.